This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. This week, hospitals have to report to the state on their maximum bed capacity. CPR health reporter John Daly says it's part of Colorado's preparation for the possibility that hospitals could get overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients.
And if that happens, then it becomes really a staffing issue, not even so much a real estate issue. They could put people in rooms and maybe these alternative care sites, but having the trained staff to do that kind of work, and these kind of patients, these COVID patients, are very labor-intensive.
CPR health reporter John Daly. Coronavirus is keeping hotel rooms in Denver empty. They've been stuck below 50% occupancy since March. Denver hotels report almost no business or convention travelers, and that most guests right now are leisure travelers, many visiting from elsewhere in Colorado. All Democratic members of Colorado's congressional delegation are expected to support Representative Nancy Pelosi's bid to remain Speaker of the House. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Representatives Jason Crow and Ed Perlmutter signaled their support for Pelosi early this time around. Crow opposed her bid to regain the gavel in 2018, citing a need for new blood in the top ranks. Perlmutter agreed, but eventually voted to support Pelosi after reaching an agreement for more leadership roles for younger members and term limits for the top ranks. Perlmutter says he has confidence in the current leadership team to tackle the pandemic and rebuild the economy. Both Representatives Diana DeGette and Joe Neguse voted for Pelosi previously and are expected to do so again in January. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.